Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student. How should we design keypads for most efficient human use? In 1953, Bell Telephone Laboratories wanted to move from the circular dial to a key punch dialing system. Wisely, they hired human factor psychologist Alphonse Chapinis to determine how the numbers should be arranged. Possibilities could have included numbers 1 to 10 arrayed in circles, semicircles, diagonal slashes, with the numbers ascending or descending. Chapinis and lab assistant Mary Lutz first wanted to find out where people expect to find numbers and letters on keys. They asked 300 participants to place numbers and letters on the keys according to where they thought they should be. For all six different configurations of key sets, people overwhelmingly preferred numbering arrangements where numerals increased from left to right and from top to bottom. Bell Labs engineer R.L. Denninger's follow-up research showed that the most preferred arrangements tended to be the best in terms of performance. Chapinis and others' ergonomic research, that designed for human ease, pinpointed why B-17 bombers kept crashing on runways, improved cockpit safety, pioneered the design of video and teleconferencing systems, studied intelligibility of digitized speech, and championed the user's role in human-computer interaction. Human factors must be considered in all new inventions. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.